Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
Most women think that they're disconnected from their divine feminine because of some deep spiritual reason. But the truth is that this usually happens because of subtle patterns and energetic things that you're doing that's dimming your light and disconnecting you from that true authentic femininity that is already within you. Today we're going to discuss three shifts that you can make to take it a step closer to your authenticity and be able to feel feminine and feel like you're able to surrender into that soft energy while not being like taken advantage of or carried by life or being extremely passive, because sometimes feminine energy is portrayed as this like passive energy that just goes with whatever happens, and that's really not the case. It's just the way that feminine energy claims power is a little bit different. The first way that you are blocking your divine feminine energy is by demonizing healthy discipline. This is something I've struggled with. This is something my clients have struggled with. It's totally normal to go through this phase because, like I said, a lot of feminine energy teachings are based on going with the flow and tuning into your emotions and doing what you feel like doing. But the problem is when you are trying to flow without having a foundation of basic discipline, it's going to be hard for you to know what is actually your intuition versus what is just your fears or your old identity or your old patterns trying to keep you stuck. A client that came to me who wanted to build her yoga business was stuck in this phase because she had done all this spiritual work to let go of overgiving and overdoing and being so like rigid with herself that now she went to the other side of things. She was almost paralyzed, not really knowing what to do, because anything that would progress her business forward didn't feel right. It felt like she was pressuring herself too much or forcing herself to do something that isn't natural. And because she's spiritual, just like us, she thought, oh, well, the universe will give it to me. I don't have to put myself in an uncomfortable position because the universe, God, will provide it for me. And while that is the case, the universe will absolutely work with you and you will not have to overwork yourself or put yourself in a miserable situation. You do have to have some discipline. You do have to be able to show up. For example, with my business, if I don't show up and make these videos, how are my clients going to find me? How are people going to be helped by me? I can sit at home with all this wisdom in my mind and with the desire to help people and the desire to build a brand based around that. But if I don't actually show up or do anything, how is that going to be provided to me? Are people supposed to be outside of my house magically knowing that I have wisdom to share and they're just gonna be knocking on my door all day? Probably not. When you don't have any discipline, you don't have structure, you don't have boundaries, you become vulnerable to the world. You become vulnerable to other people's energy because you're not able to set boundaries and have your firm structure for yourself. You're being carried by everything else around you, and that's not always a good thing. When feminine energy doesn't have a safe structure to be able to relax into, she becomes angry, she becomes anxious, she becomes resentful because she's not getting what she wants out of life, and she feels like she's not able to act on it because she hasn't built that discipline, and so any step that she's gonna take in that direction feels uncomfortable. Some examples would be keeping yourself disciplined to go to bed at a certain time because you know that you need a certain amount of sleep so you can feel rested. Restricting yourself and saying, okay, now I'm going to turn off the TV, I'm gonna stop scrolling on social media, I'm gonna stop doing whatever it is that I'm doing, and I'm going to force myself to get into bed and go to sleep at a certain time, because that is going to allow my natural feminine energy to feel rested and safe so I can have a good, productive day. At first, this may feel unnatural. It may feel like you're going against your natural feelings or your intuition, but in reality, you are nurturing yourself to give yourself the best possible outcomes. Nurturing yourself doesn't just mean pleasing yourself and indulging yourself and giving yourself all the pleasures that you want. Nurturing also means setting rules and following them and doing things that maybe don't feel great all the time, but you know that it's because of your underlying goals. You know that going to sleep at a certain time sometimes may be annoying because maybe you wanted to finish watching that movie or the show is getting really good and you want to watch the next episode. But guess what? That show will be there tomorrow. You're not losing anything by setting boundaries with yourself and with others. You're just giving yourself the space so you're able to fully enjoy these things in the future. Having healthy discipline is a balance between listening to yourself and not pushing yourself to the point of burning out, but at the same time, still forcing yourself a little bit, still pushing yourself and challenging yourself a little bit for your best interest. Don't make the mistake of thinking that discipline, structure, boundaries is masculine energy. That is not reserved for men only. It is not only reserved for masculine energy. It is a safe space that you are creating so that your feminine energy can flow and attract all of these wonderful things to you without you having to overwork and stress, but also without you just sitting and being lazy and never doing anything. Today, for example, I'm feeling a little bit sick. It's currently Tuesday. Around Sunday, I was feeling kind of sniffly. I thought I was having allergies to something, I wasn't sure what. And then on Monday, I woke up and I felt like a sore throat and I felt like stuffiness. And I realized, oh wow, I didn't have allergies. I'm actually just getting a cold. I'm getting a little bit sick. So yesterday, Monday, I took the day off. I didn't do anything. I was just in my pajamas all day. I wanted to go to the gym, but I was allowing myself some time to rest because it was the first day of like feeling sick. Today, Tuesday, I'm still feeling sick. My throat's a little bit more raspy. I'm a little bit more congested. You can probably hear it in my voice. But I don't feel so sick to where I can't show up and make this video. I could have easily used this as an excuse to not film a video and just rest for another day. But I thought about it and I thought to myself, you know what? I have the freedom. I don't have to do anything today if I don't want to. But I'm kind of bored and I kind of want to push myself and I don't feel so sick to the point where I need to be in bed. So let me just show up, push past that initial discomfort and just see how it goes. The video doesn't have to be amazing. It doesn't have to be the best video I've ever made, but let me just show up and share something today. And here I am and I feel great. Like, yes, I still feel a little bit of the sore throat. I still feel a little bit raspy. I have my tea next to me. I'm taking breaks if I need to, but I showed up anyways. And I plan on also going to the gym today because I want to move my body. I want to work my muscles today. And I don't want to allow being sick to make me completely ignore my priorities that are important to me. But at the same time, if I felt very sick, and I actually felt really tired and I couldn't physically go to the gym, I wouldn't force myself so much to the point where it would make me more sick. I push myself just enough to maintain my habits and feel good and feel like I'm keeping my momentum going without pushing myself to the point of making myself more sick. So me sitting right here in front of the camera talking to you, it's not gonna make my cold worse. If anything, it's providing a nice distraction for me so I don't have to just sit here and be sad about being sick. If this is resonating with you so far, go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's paying attention and I know who's a star. The second way that you could be blocking your divine feminine energy is by keeping soul ties with people who are not at the frequency that you want to be at. The higher the frequency, the lighter you feel, the more relaxed you feel. The lower the frequency, the heavier you feel, the more dense you feel. When you're in a higher frequency, you feel authentic. You feel like you can express yourself. But when you're in a lower frequency, you tend to repress your emotions. You tend to not speak up on things and hold resentments, right? Low frequencies are about holding things in and suppressing things and then projecting those things out as negative emotions. While when you're in a higher frequency, you could have same things happen to you. You could have the same emotions come up, but you don't repress it. You express it, and that allows you to be even lighter and be even more at peace. So the most common emotion associated with high frequency is love and peace and joy. The most common emotions associated with lower frequency are anger, depression, anxiety, fear, complaining. Not everyone that you love or care about necessarily needs to be so emotionally connected to you. If you're constantly around people who aren't at a higher frequency that you want to be at, and they're at a lower frequency, maybe they're always complaining, maybe they don't actually try to improve themselves or grow, they tend to be more angry, they tend to be more anxious about things, and they're not really working on any of these qualities, that's going to pull you down to their level because you're not going to be able to always be light and loving and carefree and be constantly surrounded by people who are in a more heavy energy because they're not able to match your energy, but you're able to match their energy. It's a lot easier to lower your frequency to match others than it is for the people who are at a lower frequency to raise their frequency to match you. Because if they could just raise their frequency, they would have done it already. Unfortunately, these people have their own patterns that they need to work through. They have their own wounds that they need to work through. This is something that people work through with therapy. They work through with even just reading books that teaches them about being self-aware. Even just knowing that, hey, complaining all the time, That's a lower frequency. Instead of complaining, try to point out solutions. Try to be more empathetic. Even that will raise your frequency. If you're feeling angry, even just becoming aware of the fact that you're feeling angry will slightly raise your frequency as well. So there's steps that can be taken, but the thing is, people need to choose that for themselves. You as their friend, as someone who loves them, as their family member, you cannot make someone else grow and raise their frequency. The only thing that you can do is be in your frequency and lead by example. Being able to be authentic with yourself and be who you really are, that makes you light. That raises your frequency. So if you're around people that you can't be your true self because they're all the way down here in like this dense energy and you're somewhere on a different planet completely, and so you have to kind of change yourself to sort of fit in with them, that is then you lowering your frequency in order to have other people around you. And doing this temporarily for an event or certain interactions, it's not going to permanently lower your frequency. And so that's why I say it's not about never talking to people who are in a lower frequency or hiding yourself and blocking everyone else around you so that way you can stay at a high frequency. That's not what it's about. It's about the soul ties that you make. When I say soul ties, I mean emotional and spiritual investment. When you entangle yourself emotionally with someone, that means that their problems become your problems. Their progress becomes your progress. This is the kind of energy of when you have a best friend and you're always talking on their phone, or you're always like keeping each other updated on things and you help each other through low moments. You're there to support each other. You're also there to cheer each other on through high moments. These are the people that are like your inner circle, the people that you're extremely connected with. What happens oftentimes, especially with the clients that I work with, and something I've experienced personally, is that you've had certain friendships and certain connections for a long time. And so as you start to grow really fast, right? Because once you start on this journey of self-improvement and spirituality and connecting with your feminine energy, there's no stopping. Like once you start going quickly and you start moving quickly and you start moving through life in a completely different way. And so now you're gonna really notice all the negative things and all like the denser energies that other people have. You're gonna be a lot more sensitive to it because now you're moving at a way faster pace. Your frequency is going super fast now. So you're more like sensitive to everything that's around you. And the best way to protect your energy and protect your frequency is by having boundaries. And so with our close friends that we've already been friends with for all this time, or these family members that we've known all our lives, it's hard to set boundaries with them sometimes because we want to take them with us. We want to say like, hey, look, I've changed, I've grown. Now your turn, come with me, do the same thing I'm doing so we can like be on the same level. And that's not always up to you. It's up to the other person. And so the way I handle these situations is not to cut these people out from my life completely, but to disconnect the emotional and spiritual investment and see them as their own individual person. So it's like, instead of being like this, be like this. If that makes sense. If you're listening to this on the podcast, basically I'm just showing it with my hands, but instead of being like completely intertwined, be two individuals and be empathetic towards them, hear them out, but don't get emotionally involved in their lives. Because when I was going through this process initially, it made me have like a lot of resentment for these friends because I felt like every time I spoke to them and they were just explaining to me like their issues in their relationships or what they're going through in their lives, And to me, because I've become more self-aware and because I've been able to like grow within myself, now I'm like, hey girl, like I can clearly see what you're doing that's keeping you in these cycles. I can tell you the exact answer as to like how you should change your mindset in order to like not attract these situations anymore. But when you do that, and when you try to force other people to change, when they're not seeking that kind of growth, it pushes people away from you. And so what ended up happening was that every time we had conversations, I felt extremely drained because everything that they're going through, I'm like feeling it as if it was for me because I have these like soul connections with these people. And so as I just disconnected and understood like they're not a victim, they don't need me to save them, they're making their own decisions, they lived a long time and they've kept themselves alive this long. If they want my advice, if they want my help, they know who I am. All I can do is lead by example, and I have to allow them to grow at the pace that they want to grow. If I'm seeking connections with people who are already on my same frequency, I'm able to meet new people. And that's something that I'm currently in a stage of right now, is just like welcoming in new relationships and sort of experiencing people at different levels that are like where I want to be in a way, like in a frequency perspective, or people who are just like more progressed than me, or people who have gone through a similar journey as me. Because I've realized that like a lot of the relationships I already carried, these people don't value the same things that I value. And so I didn't cut these people out. I just took a step back emotionally and am allowing them to grow at their own pace without attaching myself to them. So I want friends that are on a certain frequency. I still get to have that. Just because this friend is not there doesn't mean that they owe me that. So that's another way to look at it, right? Your friends don't owe you anything. You're not entitled to them being on your same frequency. If you want to be around people who are at a certain frequency, you still get to have that. And you can still keep these old friends if you want to, as long as you don't get so emotionally invested and try to impose on them all of the growth that you've made. And I can say that it is possible because I have met people recently that I feel more connected with in a shorter amount of time than I feel with like people I've known for so long. And it's not because of the fact that I know them better. It's simply because of the frequency. It's simply because of the fact that I feel like I can be authentic and I can say how I actually feel. And I don't have to be like observing what they're doing and just keep my mouth closed so I don't offend them. Like with some of my older friends, I felt like I had to just hold my mouth closed and not say anything because the only thing I wanted to say was like, don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't make this decision. Please change this mindset. Like, don't think about it that way, you know? And you can't do that. You have to allow people to move at their own pace, and you have to be willing to take a step back from certain relationships and protect your energy so you're not like trying to drag other people with you who don't want to come with you, because that within itself will lower your frequency. Because I was so emotionally invested in these friendships with people who didn't want to grow and didn't want to improve their relationships, because I was not able to express how I really felt, and I felt like I had to just listen to their complaints and not be able to really provide any advice, I felt like I was shutting myself down, like I was suppressing my true self, and that made me feel resentment towards them. So what do those emotions do? Well, that lowers your frequency. So because of all of these things that I want to say and I can't say, I'm lowering my own frequency. And I realized that I can't do that. So I shifted that mindset in the sense that I no longer take ownership over other people's growth. If somebody wants to grow and asks me for advice, like I'm willing to give it, but I'm not going to volunteer that information and try to force that upon somebody else. And at the same time, I'm not going to entertain conversations where I feel like I'm suppressing myself. And that goes in with like having discipline and having boundaries with people and being able to create these standards and understanding that it's not about you being superior to them. They're not below you just because they're at a different frequency, but they may not be compatible with you. They may not be in a place where you two can really mesh anymore. Your feminine energy is going to flourish when it's in an environment that it can be fully expressive and feel truly understood and seen and feel like you're surrounded by people who are also having similar intentions as you. By the way, if you like positive affirmations, I have a whole deck of over 150 affirmations that help you with your health, wealth, happiness, romance, love. You can purchase them using the link in the description. You can go to shopaffirmations.com or click the link that I'm gonna tag somewhere up in this video. The third way that you could be blocking your divine feminine energy is by trying to control others in order to feel safe and secure within yourself. When you do this, you're not being empathetic towards other people's experience. You think that in order for you to be happy, other people need to behave a certain type of way, and you want to control certain people. You are okay to have your standards as a woman and use your femininity to claim what you want and say, yes, I want someone who's gonna treat me in this way with respect and love and devotion. Yeah, absolutely. That's what you're entitled to. But that doesn't mean that you can control specific people and tell them how to behave. That doesn't mean that they owe you your desires. That is a very controlling way to look at life, and it's not your divine feminine energy. It's the wounded energy, the fear-based energy, the scarcity-based energy that thinks that your desires are tied to one specific person or one specific outcome. And healthy feminine energy isn't really attached to specific outcomes. She's more so like focused on her desires from a place of love and a place of self-fulfillment. She's able to be surprised by life because she's not hyper-fixated on every single detail and trying to measure that against what she wants and saying, oh, well, if I'm gonna get what I want, then this person needs to do this. And oh, if they did that, then that means I can't get what I want, so I have to change them. She's not thinking about things like that. She's able to see things that maybe she doesn't understand, and she's able to have empathy for that, and she's able to be understanding of that. This is a subtle shift that isn't always super easy to make, and I totally understand that. Everything that I've explained to you in this video, I've explained to you from experience. I've struggled with all these things. I still to this day can struggle with some of these things on certain levels. But the reason I'm explaining it to you is because it's very important. This shift allows you to be more playful and understanding of other people, knowing that your desires have nothing to do with them. If they don't want to act in a certain type of way, and that doesn't align with your desires, that's okay. You're not attached to that because you're able to go after what you want and you don't have to depend on one person for everything. So if I'm looking for a serious relationship and I'm going out on dates or I'm speaking with people on social media that are romantically interested in me or I'm on dating apps, whatever method that you use to meet people. And if a man tells me, oh yeah, like I'm just going with the flow, I'm not really looking for anything serious right now, am I gonna argue with him? And am I gonna try to convince him? Am I going to try to explain to him why he should give me a chance and try and see how things go to actually commit to me? No. I'm not going to be upset and take his words as an attack on my desires. If you are seeing what other people are saying and you see it as an attack on your desires, as a threat to your desired reality, that is your signal that you are still operating from fear. That is your signal that you're too attached on external validation and you need to reprogram that. And the way you do that is through positive self-talk, right? That's what I told you about my positive affirmations card deck. You can use literal cards that have affirmations on them, and you can repeat these affirmations. So when I hear the man tell me, oh yeah, I'm just looking for something casual, I'm not looking for anything serious, I don't take that as a threat to my desires. I don't take that and as a fear, right? I hear that, I'm understanding and empathetic towards that person, because if that's what he's looking for, he has every right to have that. I don't have the right to like force somebody else to do what I want them to do. I do have the right to go after what I want though, and I do have the right to say, okay, like I understand, I am looking for something serious, but I wish you the best of luck. I don't have to accommodate them, but they also don't have to accommodate me. And this is something that I know it's hard to work on. I know, because I struggle with this too. It's not easy to let go of control, and it's not easy to always be so confident and secure within yourself. Sometimes you fall, right? You fall into victim of seeking validation. You forget your power. You forget who you are. But that's this journey. That's life. It's you constantly reminding yourself how amazing you are. You constantly having to remind yourself that you do deserve to get what you want. And then you constantly having to realign and ascend past whatever challenges are coming your way and still stay firm on what you want and your vision. Divine feminine energy thrives in environments of curiosity, empathy, playfulness, flow, and most importantly, abundance. If you are trying to control others, or you are trying to convince others or manipulate others, or you are getting angry towards others and creating arguments about things that others are doing, that is implying to you, that is creating the assumption within your mind that there is not enough abundance, that you have to hold on tightly to what you have and you have to control others or else you're not going to get what you want. And feminine energy does not live that way. Feminine energy thrives in abundance, in the feeling of freedom. You don't have to force others to do anything because you still get to have what you want. And if they're not aligned with that, that's okay. That's why this planet is so big. That's why there's so many people everywhere. There is an unlimited amount of resources and an unlimited amount of opportunities that you have access to. But if you are keeping your mind focused on what's not there, if you're keeping your mind focused on who rejected you or who didn't give you what you want, you're not going to be open and receptive to attracting the abundance that you actually deserve and the opportunities and relationships that actually are aligned with you. Someone else getting what they want is not a threat to you. If you want different things, that's okay. Someone else standing out and shining bright does not dim your light. Someone else getting what they want doesn't take away from you getting what you want. Someone else's truth does not invalidate your truth. The more relaxed you are internally, the more magnetic you're going to be externally. If you desire to attract more healthy relationships and you're not sure why you seem to be repelling healthy men and only attracting emotionally unavailable men or toxic relationships or situationships where you're just not feeling fulfilled, then watch this video next. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.